Welcome to the Booty Talk Podcast. Hi, ladies. Welcome to the first episode of Booty Talk. I am your host, Bianca Adelia, a professional boudoir photographer of Florida. And in this episode, we are going to be talking about sensuality versus sexuality. Now, I've found that today's modern society is somehow linked the two to be of the same concept. And what this has done is caused us to feel shame to partake in any of our important sensual feminine rituals. If you have ever felt shame around dressing up too much, buying cute lingerie and wearing it just for yourself, taking extra time to fix your hair and feel pretty, or even posting a selfie you felt gorgeous in, you're in the right place. I'm going to break down the differences in sensuality and sexuality so you're able to disconnect from any shame you may have around experiencing your feminine power. As you know, most topics have been inspired by my sessions and conversations with clients around boudoir and beauty. One of the main things I've noticed when clients come to me for their consultation is their major concern as to how they're going to be portrayed in their portraits. And more often than not, these portraits are being gifted to their spouses, and they need to have something more special than being just an erotic, emotionally detached magazine. Sensuality has become one of my biggest obsessions right now, and it's because of the power it has to completely transform, enhance, and fulfill your life. It literally will propel you to your greatest potential. Sensuality is, in fact, the key to your power, I'm telling you. It's going to make you have an incredible marriage. It'll break those glass ceilings on your business or career goals. And experiencing a sensual lifestyle is really where the magic happens. So let's start with the difference of sensuality and sexuality. Sexuality, those are feelings or actions connected to an erotic or sexual turn-on. And sensuality is simply the indulging of your senses. So sensuality to me is being completely grounded in yourself, being aware of how you feel in a particular environment, about a particular thing that may be going on, and being aware of your actions to those things. So to point out the obvious, sensuality does indeed have a powerful part it can play in sexuality. However, sensuality can still thrive without sexuality, and sexuality can also exist without sensuality. To break it down a little bit more, I would relate a porn film to be a place where sexuality exists without sensuality. So, have you ever had a sexual encounter where sensuality was definitely not present? This is a perfect example of the drastic difference of these two subjects and why it's so important that you are not connecting the two and feeling any of that shame. So we should not be embarrassed by any type of sensuality practices that we might partake in or our sensuality in general. So embracing sensuality without the existence of sexuality is a woman's right. Even a man's right. And also, I believe, where we should be spending a lot more focus in this modern day society, and something we really cannot lose in this new world shift into more masculine roles. Sensuality becomes a lifestyle for those who start to experience the power in it. Just to name a few experiences and examples of where you can have that experience of sensuality would be something as simple as taking a conscious moment to feel grass under your feet. This could be the feeling of the grass on your feet. This can be taking a moment of being grateful of how green the spring season has made your lawn. This can be paying attention to if there is a breeze while your feet is in the grass and how you feel. All of those things. It's really taking time to indulge all of those senses and experience everything and be completely content in it. Another thing is, you know, being aware of the way the wind blows in your hair. Is there a fragrance in the air? Is there like an after rain smell in the air is someone doing laundry and the smell of that is in the air. It's noticing all those little details that we miss in such a fast-paced lifestyle. Another way to experience, you know, simple sensuality is just taking a deep breath and grounding yourself in the current environment, understanding how you feel, paying attention to your breathing and how that is making you feel. So, you know, taking note if you are in a stressful environment, that you are stronger than those circumstances. Another way of experiencing sensuality, just an example, is when you're in the shower, feeling the water. So, you know, the water runs all the way from your head down your arms, then your legs. The sound, the calming sound of the water running around you, all of those little details. So all of the things create a space where you are indulging and giving all of your senses a full experience. As you give all of your senses more power and strength, you'll begin to see things start to also bloom in other areas of your life, becoming more powerful and more strong. This can definitely include your family circumstances, your body confidence, your inner confidence, your career confidence, your marriage, all of those things. So when you start to balance these energies in your life and you take a conscious step back into a more sensual lifestyle, you'll begin to feel more inner peace. And you'll also start gaining respect from those around you because you're going to learn to respect yourself. Taking those little moments to notice all the things around you are going to make you realize the things that make you feel good. And that changes everything, all the way down to what you're eating. Is what you're eating today, is that going to make you feel good tomorrow? What you're drinking today, is that going to make you feel good tomorrow? All of these little things are going to add up to making drastic changes in your lifestyle and creating a life where you really are happy. I would really love to know what you took away from this. And if you also believe that modern day society has somehow connected sensuality and sexuality to be one thing and caused a shame. And I'd love to know what kind of rituals and practices you do for self-care and grounding yourself and things that you do to, you know, bring happiness into your life. Thank you so much for your time, and I will see you in the next episode. Ladies, I've said this 1,000 times before, but again, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for giving me your time. Be sure to join our tribe of mamas in our private Facebook group, Booty Talk. And if you love this episode, feel free to share it with your friends and subscribe. So until our next chat, I hope you remember how powerful you are. Stay fierce and stay wild.